Genesis is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's June 30th, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released December 3rd, 2002.
Nazari, that last question was really great. Now I have a question that came from a friend. She says, Jesus, how could you have Satan to your home and eat with him when he tortures the souls of those that suffer in hell? How could you condone such evil? It makes me question all that you say here. Please explain this to me.
Dear lady, if what you were saying is true, I could not have Satan to my table. But it is not true. This legend comes from a difference in philosophy between the Kingdom of God and the Spiritist Republic. The Kingdom of God simply casts out evil, casts those that are evil out into the darkness surrounding the afterlife, and lets nature take its course. If they perish, they perish. If they do not, they do not. It is up to the individual. The Spiritist Republic, however, though they very often dispatch the living quickly to the afterlife to receive their reward, never abandon those who are suffering in the darkness. They will send out people to comfort them and talk to them and help them right up to the very last minute that their soul surrenders to eternal death. Now, many among the Kingdom of God do not think this is right. They think this is torture. They think this is abuse. They think those in the Spiritist Republic should simply let those in the darkness suffer their fate and let what happens to them happen. So there has been an argument over the years over whether or not they should do this. And this is where the legend has come from, that those in the Republic torture those that are suffering in the darkness. It is untrue. They are not torturing them. They actually save many and bring them back to the light and save many from eternal death. But this legend persists because of the difference in the two philosophies. It is unfortunate. It is not true, and it profanes the people of the Spiritist Republic and their leader.
Wow, it's great to know that that one's not true, Nazarene. Thanks for making that clear to everybody. It's a legend I wish would go away.
It will in time, Alora.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I am often asked, what do Mary Magdalene and I do for entertainment? Well, when we have an hour to spare, we love to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC. It is our favorite program. Their address is
www.jimmykimmellive.net.
Be sure to tell Jimmy you heard me speak of him here on Here's Jesus.
We're back. God, Demetrius thinks we're getting a little too carried away with these segments, that we should be a little bit more serious. What are your comments on this?
Alora, Demetrius is one of my dearest friends, but sometimes he's a fuddy-duddy. Sometimes he just cannot let go and let loose and enjoy something. Now, we're having a lot of fun doing these episodes, and we're covering some very serious territory at the same time. If Demetrius can't understand that, then he's going to have to step back a little bit and remember I'm God and let me do what I want to do. That's the way it is sometimes. Demetrius is a very serious person. He always looks at things too seriously. People complain about his sense of humor being too cold and too vicious, but I think he's funny most of the time. These are our episodes, Laura. I'm doing it. And I'm God, and I'll do them the way I want to do them. If I want to have a little fun and kid around with you a little bit and show the world that we can get serious things done and still have a few laughs with it, I'm going to do it. I'm God. I'm going to do what I want to do. And there, Demetrius.
You tell him, God, you're the boss, and I think you're fun, too.
Well, I'm glad you think I'm fun, Alora. I get tired of people thinking I'm an old, stuck-up fuddy-duddy.
We'll be back again.